So let's talk a little bit about second-line therapy of metastatic disease.
So, you know, I think that for the longest period of time, it was unclear if there was a second-line therapy benefit in gastric and, for that matter, in esophageal cancer. People would argue this, and frankly, you know, randomized studies in Europe and elsewhere, patients would get one line of therapy and then would move on to hospice. So I think the East Asians felt a little bit differently about this, but all of this more or less changed with the presentation and then publication of the Cougar II study, which was ultimately published in Lancet Oncology in 2014. Basically, this study took patients with metastatic gastric cancer that had progressed on cisplatin and 5-FU and randomized them to paclitaxel versus best supportive care. The study showed a small but statistically significant survival advantage, 3.6 months for best supportive care versus 5.2 months for docetaxel. And really, this confirmed for many of us who believed in second-line therapy for this disease that there clearly was an advantage to giving some therapy beyond frontline treatment. Very soon thereafter, Charlie Fuchs presented and then published data from the REGARD study. They, at the time, had been looking at using ramucirumab in this particular setting, and it also looked at patients with cisplatin and 5-FU refractory disease. At the time, there was no proof of second-line therapy, so they felt very comfortable using placebo as a control. So patients were randomized to placebo versus ramucirumab, and ultimately, this study proved to be positive with a statistically significant benefit for patients on the ramucirumab arm. These patients notably had very little toxicity. And in fact, I always like telling people, when you look at the toxicity tables on this particular study, there was less toxicity on the ramucirumab arm than on the placebo arm. But when you looked at progression-free survival and overall survival, even though the difference in median overall survival was not that great, there were nice improvements in 6-month overall survival, 12-month overall survival, about 10% and 7% respectively. And again, people say, well, you know, this agent isn't that active, but on the other hand, it's not very toxic. So I think that it does certainly have its use, particularly when you go to the next study, the RAINBOW study, which now combines these two positive studies. You now combine Cougar and you combine REGARD and you get RAINBOW, where now in this study, patients again with platinum and 5-FU refractory disease are randomized either to a taxane or to a taxane plus ramucirumab. And again, the paclitaxel arm has a survival that's actually similar, if not better, than what we see in Cougar II. But the ramucirumab arm, where the combination, is even better, a 2.3-month improvement in median survival, a nice 10% improvement in overall survival. And sort of building on Cougar and building on REGARD, I think that RAINBOW clearly has demonstrated the new second-line standard of care. And really, this is what I give to all of my patients as long as they've got a reasonable performance status.